From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump has signed an executive action designed to enhance, he says, U.S. security by enacting more far-reaching restrictions on Syrian refugees from entering the United States for an indefinite period of time. Two United Nations agencies, the UN Refugee Agency and the International Organization for Migration, issued a joint statement Saturday, just hours after Mr. Trump's order, saying, and I quote, "The needs of the refugees and migrants worldwide have never been greater, and the U.S. resettlement program is one of the most important in the world." In other reaction, Nobel Peace Prize winner Malala Yousafzai, a 19-year-old Pakistani student activist, once attacked by the Taliban, now recovered and living in the United Kingdom, said she is heartbroken the U.S. is closing the door on children's mothers, fathers fleeing violence and war. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says he is due to speak today with Donald Trump for the first time since he was sworn in as U.S. President.
I'm looking forward to speaking with President Trump. I've had a very good discussion with him shortly after the election when he was President-elect Trump, and we have a great deal to discuss.
It is expected that they will discuss the future of the refugee resettlement deal signed before Mr. Trump took office. Turnbull has previously said he is confident the deal will be honored, but there is some uncertainty after Mr. Trump signed that executive order suspending the U.S. refugee program. Mr. Trump also plans to speak to leaders of Japan, Germany, Russia, and France in the next 24 hours with regard to his conversation with Russian President Vladimir Putin. He says sanctions likely will not come up. This is